Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. I was just speaking with the doctor of prosperity, George Pearsons, who is here with us today.
And you were talking about conferring a doctorate of prosperity upon me, so yes, I shall receive that from you.
All right. Hallelujah. It's been great.
Gloria, these 2 weeks that we've been talking, no more limits.
We've been taking off
the limits, and we've been enlarging our capacity to believe God for more. And we do that, we learned, by total immersion in the Word. We are single-minded on the Word of God.
Say the right words.
We say the right words. We believe the Word.
No doubt, no unbelief.
We stand on the Word. We meditate the Word. We act on the Word of God. All of these things are available. These notes are available
Praise
to you
God.
Right now. On kcm.org, all you have to do is go to the website and you'll find them there. This is day 220 of our Prosperity Series, Gloria. And today, we are going to be talking about a new realm of super prosperity. This particular broadcast today is designed specifically to enlarge your faith, for us to go to a new level and a new realm of prosperity. Now, the word super, when you're talking about prosperity, the word super means over, above, and beyond. Beyond the natural realm, beyond the realm of income from a job, beyond the realm of what man says can or cannot be done. We're talking about a supernatural realm,
a miraculous
realm of prosperity that we've never seen before. And I think, Gloria, that something that you said right before we went on the air, I wrote it down, you said the only limit to the blessing is what you are willing to receive.
Right.
How much are you willing to receive? How much are you willing to develop your faith to receive everything that God has for
Amen.
You?
Amen.
So let me take us through this, Gloria, on this realm of super prosperity. This was on Saturday, April the 25th, 2015, a year ago. Yesterday, on this day, we were given an assignment by God through Brother Copeland to release our faith for the second Citation 10. We believe we have that aircraft now.
Yes, we do.
Now, that assignment came during the tent meeting that we had here on property, where we invited all of the partners to come and to celebrate the victory that we had, where the airplanes and so forth are concerned. And so we had them come and be a part of that. And we announced to them on that date that we were believing for the second Citation 10. And so we were all excited about it. And I mean, immediately our faith was online. Okay, it is official. We are believing for the second one. And the next morning, Gloria, the next morning I woke up and we were getting ready to have church in the big tent out here. That was the next day. And I woke up with the Lord speaking to me about a new level of giving and receiving that started that day.
Yes.
He said, it's a new realm of super prosperity, super harvest, and super abundance. It's an abundance that is over, above, and beyond the natural realm. Super abundance. Now, what your job in this series today, in this session today, is to simply say, I believe that, I receive that, I take that.
I believe it.
Believe it, I receive it, I take it.
I take it.
And he said, now, I was receiving the offering that day, and he said, to tell the congregation, as the congregation gives their tithes and sows their seed, they are to believe for a new, supernatural, over and above degree of harvest and abundant return than they ever have believed before.
Praise God.
So that's what I told them that morning.
Thank
and that's
you,
what
Lord.
We're telling you today. Yeah. I want you today.
Release your faith.
That's it. Release your faith for a new, supernatural, over and above and beyond
Amen.
Degree of harvest an abundant return more than you have ever experienced
Thank
before.
You. I'll receive it.
He said they are to believe for the glory realm of super prosperity, super harvest, and super abundance. He said this is a miraculous harvest of unprecedented return.
Praise God.
Unprecedented.
Now, George, all of the things you've done here, the outlines, they're all going to be on the internet.
They're all on the internet. They're all available to everybody.
Glory to God.
So you can go back and read these words, study these words.
I like this, the glory realm of super prosperity.
Yeah, I was meditating.
That's an awesome title for
something. One of the things that you have to do to enlarge your faith is to meditate the Word. And Gloria, as I was meditating meditating on this, the Lord was giving me these phrases. He was telling me things like provision at the speed of the glory.
Hallelujah. Oh,
provision
is that
at the speed of the
awesome.
Glory. Here's
right.
another one. He said, supernatural acceleration of abundance and harvest. These are just phrases, little phrases
Boy,
that he was
great,
giving.
George,
supernatural
like
acceleration of abundance and harvest.
I take it.
Financial miracles are part of the glory. They're part of the outpouring of the glory of God, the glory of the Lord. He said, take the limits off. Mm-hmm. We must take the limits off of our believing. He said this phrase, supernatural debt cancellation. How about you? Do you receive that today? Do you receive supernatural debt cancellation in your life? I do. I believe
Hallelujah.
It. I believe it. Maybe you're in your home right now and you owe on a mortgage. You need to stop right now and just say this out loud after me.
I believe.
I receive. Supernatural debt cancellation.
Supernatural debt cancellation.
I receive provisional miracles.
I receive provisional miracles.
I receive wealth transfer.
I receive wealth transfer.
Right now.
Right now.
Immediately.
Immediately.
I was talking to somebody the other day, Gloria, that told me they're going to send me a testimony about they are now checking their bank account daily because money has been showing up in their bank accounts. And on one particular occasion, they went back to the bank and said, this money is in our account and we don't know where it came from. They tried to research it. Well, we don't know where it came from either, so you might as well just keep it.
Praise God.
So they kept it.
Hallelujah.
And so we're going to see this
That's
more
good.
And more.
That's a supernatural
Bill Winston,
deal.
Bill Winston said this, and Bill Winston is, when you talk about supernatural
he's
provision,
got the hang of it.
He's got it. He's got it. And he was talking about, on one of his messages, he was talking about how supernaturally money was going to start through wealth transfer.
I remember that.
Money is going to start showing up in bank accounts.
I receive that.
So we need
I'll
to
take that.
We, I'll take
I
it. I believe it.
I believe it. Yeah.
And so we are enlarging ourselves to the place of seeing that the realm of super prosperity. Now, if you go to your next page there, Gloria, the Lord gave me three scriptures. The first one was Leviticus 26:10. The New Living Translation says, you will have such a surplus of crops that you'll need to get rid of the leftovers from the previous year to make room for each new harvest. I like the NIV. You'll still be eating last year's harvest when you'll have to make room for the new. Now that's abundant harvest.
Yeah, it is.
That is a supernatural harvest.
You know, that's where we ought to live.
Exactly.
We ought not run out.
Yeah,
and
no.
Then have to believe God to restore. Let's live in supernatural
abundance. That's it, Gloria.
Hallelujah.
The second scripture that he gave me in the New Living Translation was Amos 9:13. The time will come, says the Lord, when the grain and the grapes will grow faster than they can be harvested. We are there now.
Hallelujah.
We are in the time of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And Gloria, this unprecedented time of the outpouring, the former and the latter rain coming together, we are in a time like none other.
Hallelujah.
We are wrapping this thing up and things are moving along faster than they ever have.
Anything can happen now.
Oh, Gloria, that's it.
Don't limit
anything. God. Anything can happen now. I
yes,
like
amen.
That. I like
it's
that.
It's the time.
The time is now. The third scripture he gave me was Ephesians 3:20. It says, now to him, by the action of his power that's at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, mm-hmm. far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. We're there now.
Now let's look at
We're there now. Yes, ma'am.
The power that is at work within us.
Yes.
Where does that power come from?
That power comes from the Word of God.
Believing
the Word. Yes.
Which equals faith. That's faith.
Yep.
Amen.
Yep.
According to the power
yep.
that's at work within us. If you don't spend any time in the Word, you're mm-hmm. not going to have that kind of faith.
If you don't spend time in the Word, you unplug from the power
that's
source.
That's right. Far over and above all we dare ask or think. That's where I'm going to be. That's where
me
I
too.
Am. I'm
me
taking
too.
That right there.
The Lord said, tell them that whatever they need to release their faith for the full amount with much left over. Oh, tell them to believe for it to come immediately, right now. See, we are exercising our faith in a new realm of immediately. Mm-hmm. Immediately.
And much left over.
Much left over, and it's going to happen.
When Jesus fed the multitude, there was much left over.
There was much, exactly. There was much.
It was manifested. And there was much.
There was much left over. You know, before we release our faith in this, Gloria, I have something I wanted to read to you. I didn't have it in our notes, but I thought about it last night. I'm thinking about the realm of prosperity in the old covenant, and how we should be operating on a much higher level.
Yeah.
So I went back and I read this scripture. And I just allowed this scripture to expand my thinking, to enlarge my capacity to believe God on a level that I've never believed Him before, to be able to see things that I've never seen before, to experience things I've never experienced before. And Gloria, I'm going to read this scripture to you. This is Second Chronicles 9, starting at verse 13. And I want to read to you and to our friends.
Is it on here?
No, it's not on that. Okay. I just got it last night.
Second Chronicles 9,
starting in verse 13. This is in the New Living Translation, and it's talking about Solomon's wealth and his splendor. Listen.
This
is an example of super prosperity, the kind of super prosperity that you and I should be living in. Each year, Solomon received about 25 tons of gold. This did not include the additional revenue that he received from merchants and traders. All the kings of Arabia and the governors and the provinces also brought gold and silver to Solomon.
25
tons. King Solomon made 200 large shields of hammered gold, each weighing more than 15 pounds. He also made 300 smaller shields of hammered gold, each weighing more than 7.5 pounds. The king placed these shields in the palace of the forest of Lebanon. Then the king made a huge throne, decorated with ivory, overlaid with pure gold. The throne had 6 steps with a footstool of gold. There were armrests on both sides of the seat, and the figure of a lion stood on each side of the throne. There were also 12 other lions, one standing on each end of the 6 steps. Those steps had to be huge. No other throne in all of the world could compare to it. All of King Solomon's drinking cups were solid gold. George, would you like something to drink? Sure.
I have one of those cups.
Well, why did you keep that as a gift? All of them were solid gold, as were all the utensils in the palace of the forest of Lebanon. They were not made of silver, for silver was considered worthless in Solomon's day.
Way to go, Solomon. Glory to God.
Super prosperity. The king had a fleet of trading ships manned by the sailors sent by Hiram. Once every 3 years, the ships return, loaded with gold, silver, ivory, apes.
You can have the apes. I want the gold and silver.
And peacocks.
Peacocks. Well, I might take a peacock.
We used to have a peacock on property.
We did.
He would show up at the front door and just sit there. Marnell named him King James.
Well, what ever happened to our peacock?
Well, we don't know exactly. He was really making a mess up there.
He really wasn't our peacock. He just came to visit.
I think somebody took care of the peacock. But anyway, he brought peacocks back. So King Solomon became richer and wiser than any other king on earth.
Praise God. Richer and wiser.
Now, just think a moment.
Richer's one thing, but richer and wiser.
Richer
that's something
and
else.
Wiser than any other king on earth.
On earth.
Now you think about this right now. We are in the new covenant. We are kings and priests.
Yeah.
Now I don't have this written down there. I have that on my phone. I'm going to get it
richer
for you.
Richer and now, wiser.
Okay, so kings came from every nation to consult with him and to hear the wisdom that God gave him. Year after year, everyone who visited brought him gifts of silver. Now, they must have used the silver for something else because it was worthless. And gold, clothing, weapons, spices, horses, and mules. Mm. Solomon had 4,000 stalls for his horses and chariots, and he had 12,000 horses. He stationed some of them in the chariot cities. I mean, if you're believing for a car, just read this scripture.
That's right.
He at the time, the only mode of transportation was a horse. He had 4,000 stalls for 12,000 horses. He stationed some of them in the chariot cities and some near him in Jerusalem. He ruled over all the kings from the Euphrates River in the north to the land of the Philistines and the border of Egypt in the south. The king made silver as plentiful in Jerusalem as stone. Silver was as plentiful as stone. And valuable cedar timber was as common as the sycamore fig trees that grow in the foothills of Judah. Solomon's horses were imported from Egypt and from many other countries. Gloria, this is just...
From the Word of God, how did Solomon get that?
He got it. He got it from the Word.
He got it through God. Mm-hmm. He got it through the Word of God.
Yep.
So, you know, people, what if Brother Copeland had all that out here just all stacked around everywhere?
Yeah, yeah.
The Star Telegram would, we'd never hear the end of it.
That's right.
But that is, Solomon was a real man.
God gave him that.
Treasure.
And I just believe, Gloria, we'll begin to finish it up with this. Folks, we've got to be thinking and believing on a much higher level than we have. We have got to break through every limitation, every chokehold, everything that has held us back from everything that God wants to bless us with. And we've got to come up to this new level. We have got to come up to a new level because based on the word from the Lord and what we see coming, there are some tough times coming. There are some tough things that are going to be happening. But in the midst of those tough times, there's going to be an outpouring of the glory of God so huge that everything is going to be all right for those in the household of faith.
I don't think it's any accident that we're doing this series right now.
Mm-mm.
We're in perilous times.
We are in perilous times. And the church is going to rise up. The church is going to take her place. The church is going to be a place of refuge for people to come when things are happening. I mean, you know, at the time of this broadcast, we've taped it several months in advance, there were people that were being evacuated from Syria and Damascus, and they were crossing borders and they were going. I mean, there's been a displacement of people because something big is coming. Something big is coming, and we need to believe God on a much higher level than we ever had before.
Not just for our own needs, but for
you're
the
right.
needs of other people.
To be able to help others, to be able to reach out and minister to the needs of others.
Glory
and so
to
that's
God.
What this is all about. True prosperity, Brother Copeland has written in his book, The Laws of Prosperity, true prosperity is the ability to use the power of God to meet the needs of mankind, spirit, soul, body, financially, socially, and in every realm.
That's right.
And that is the whole motivation for what we do. That's the whole motivation for what you should do, is that whatever That's God right. gives us, it is a tool for the gospel, and it is to be used to bless mankind.
Amen.
And I believe that there are those of you that are watching right now, that these 2 weeks, Glory, we've come up a whole new level.
I've come up a whole new level.
In believing God and receiving from Him. And I could just keep talking and talking and talking, but now they've only given us 30 seconds.
Okay.
Gloria, thank you.
What was it I wanted to say?
I interrupted you.
You got to take
it. I'll tell you what, though. We do have a testimony that we're going to show.
Okay.
And this is a testimony of super prosperity.
These folks are
from our church. And they received an abundance of the magnificent glory of God. Watch this, and you'll be blessed right along with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Don West. I'm from Wichita Falls, Texas, president of Christian Covenant Riders Motorcycle Ministry. We also attend Eagle Mountain Church in Newark. This is my wife, Jill.
I've been a partner of Brother Copeland since 1979, and hung on every word he and Gloria have said. If Jesus said I could raise the dead, that I could raise the dead, I could heal the sick, I could cast out devils, and that's what we do.
It was January the 31st. I started out in the morning early, and I had a load going up into Oklahoma City.
He was leaving out. I hollered to him from the bedroom. We did this every day, sometimes several times a day. Our greatest blessing ever is coming to us today because great grace is upon us, and this is the year of victory over death, the year of the manifested love of God, and everything we've been believing God for is coming to us today. We learned that from Brother Copeland, the word of the Lord that came to Brother Copeland. Don hollered that exact same thing back to me. We said, I love you, and he left out on the truck.
When I got back to Wichita Falls, I had to stop at a trucking company and take care of some business there. During the process, I started to feel faint. I started feeling dizzy, and then I started feeling clammy, and I started getting out of breath. I knew I was in serious trouble at that point, and my first thought was to call 911. And I thought, no, I need God's word declared over me. This is attack of the devil. So I called her. And after I called her, she asked me where I was. I told her what was going on and where I was, and that's the last I remember.
They had found Don slumped over the steering wheel, unresponsive, gone. And so I get up in there, and it was obvious he was dead. It just flew all over me. Scripture just began rolling out of me. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And then all of a sudden, I mean, this was a roar. This is the year of victory over death! And then I just started punching him as hard as I could punch him. And all of a sudden, and now this is funny now, but it was really serious at the time, but his arm went up in the air. And I had heard all of our married life that that's what his mother did as she was leaving to go be with Jesus. Well, it flew all over me, and I whacked his arm, and I screamed, oh, no, you don't. You're not going anywhere. And then the ambulance pulls up, and it took eight men to tie him to a board and work his lifeless, heavy body out of there. Well, I called my daughter-in-law. I called my son, and then I called KCM. Prayer line. So this precious man answers, and he said, hello, my name is, and before he could hardly say anything else, I just screamed, just agree with me, my husband shall not die but live and tell of the works of the Lord. And then I just screamed, this is the year of victory over death. Well, I found out later he had put me on speakerphone, and all of the prayer room was, I could hear all these people just, yeah, you know, all these voices just started scripture and speaking, praying in tongues, and everybody just cheering me on, I mean, and in agreement, major agreement.
With no prior history, Don West was rushed to the hospital, where he was examined by a leading cardiologist. Tests revealed that a large artery of Don's heart was completely blocked, and that his blood flow had been cut off for over 40 minutes. With less than a 5% survival rate, emergency surgery was performed.
The next thing I remember was waking up in the hospital with a doctor over me, and I said, man, I feel good. And he said, well, you ought to. He said, I just restored all your blood flow. It was totally cut off.
And I got to go into the room where they had him, when all of a sudden the thought came to me, oh, I said, Don. Oh my word. I said, our greatest blessing ever came to us today. We had victory over death today. Everything we had been declaring all these months came to us today.
Without the word of God and without the knowledge of his word, I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you.
It is the powerful word of the living God that, remember how Brother Copeland has taught us, it's a tool. It changes things. There might be a fact over here, but you apply that word and it changes that fact, the truth of the word. And that's what happened. Raised him up.
We knew that we were attacked by the enemy, but we know that we're more than conquerors through Christ Jesus who strengthens us. So we stood on his word in faith, believing God, he is faithful, and he never changes.
But wait, that's not all. With this testimony that we just saw and the raising up of this wonderful man of God, the part that we didn't tell in it was the fact that they were in excess of $60,000 that they owed to the hospital. And that debt was completely wiped out.
Praise
completely
God.
Wiped out.
Hallelujah.
There was someone who gave them a very large check. And then on top of that, the church got together, our church got together, brought them to the front and just started having people come and bring the money. I mean, they were bringing the money. And then we gathered a group around them and we just wanted to see what it was like to throw money at somebody. So we all counted to three and then threw money at them. Well, between the gift that they received before that and the gift that they got in church, it completely, wiped out the debt. And what they did, Gloria, was they took the checks that we wrote to the various hospitals and various doctors, they took those checks one by one to each one of the doctors and places and gave the testimony of what God did for them.
Praise God.
So that was a supernatural, miraculous thing that took place in their lives. And I'm telling you, God will do no less you in that.
He's no respecter.
And on our offering day today, as we give our offerings today, I have this confession. You have it on page 2. And I'm going to read this to you. Gloria will repeat it. And so I want you to say this after me. Father, as we tithe and sow today.
Father, as we tithe and sow today.
We release our faith.
We release our faith.
For a new realm.
For a new realm.
Of unprecedented super prosperity.
Of unprecedented super prosperity.
We call in our super harvest.
We call in our super harvest.
We believe we receive a super abundant supply.
We believe we receive a super abundant supply.
Over and above.
Over and above.
In extraordinary amounts.
An extraordinary amount.
We believe we receive.
We believe we receive.
Our citation 10 right now.
Our citation 10 right now.
We believe we receive.
We believe we receive.
This ministry on every available voice.
This ministry on every available voice
right now. We believe we receive.
We believe we receive.
All of our needs met.
All of our needs met.
According to His riches and glory,
according to His riches,
by Christ Jesus,
by Christ Jesus,
right now,
right now.
Now let's just give God praise for that. Father, we thank You. We thank You for supplying every need of every partner. We thank You that they're debt free. We thank You that we're all moving up to the next level of supernatural prosperity. Glory to God. Hey, Gloria, can I close this?
Yes.
Well, this is Pastor George and Gloria Copeland reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.